You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this beautiful Thursday. It's a favorite Thursday, and we thank God for giving us life, seeing another day, hope of his goodness. By his mercies, we've been alive today. We definitely know that there is hope because we serve a living God. This favorite Thursday, we are here to pray as we come to the close of the month. And as we head, we are in the family week. And so our prayers this week are geared towards family. And as we head towards the close of the month, Sunday being family praise, today our prayer is centered on family favored to flourish. It's favorite Thursday. Family favored to flourish. We know our theme scripture, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. This has been our focus throughout the month, from which we've learned about arising, not staying in the dust, but arising to purpose, since God has revealed unto us his Son and given unto us his Son, where we no longer have to remain dead in our past ways, our sins, but to arise and to live, to arise and to fulfill his purpose in our lives. But arising manifesting good works, and arising is by the word of God, by light, which is God's word. And so I'll urge you to go through other recordings of Bethel Encounter and pray alongside, particularly this week as we focus on the family. Pray for your family as well. Psalm 112, verses 1 to 2. Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. That delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Psalm 112, verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. We thank God for his word. In reflecting upon this scripture, we can note a few points. One is that the fear of the Lord in parents attracts generational favor upon their children, where we see clearly written here that his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. So, and his seed there referring to children, and not just to the father, or just to men, but to women as well, parents, that your seed shall be mighty upon the earth. My seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Generational favor upon our children when we walk in the fear of the Lord. And it goes as far as not only our biological seed, but spiritual seed, those whom we oversee, those who take after us. All these people, The Lord, scripture says that our seed will be mighty upon the earth. And that's when we fear the Lord. Now, secondly, we can also see God's blessing makes our families mighty, influential, stable in the midst of a shaking world. Your world is shaking. Yes, things are very uncertain. The rate at which things change, inflation here and there, wars in certain countries, we pray that we'll never experience such. All these makes the world an unstable place to be, that no man can be sure or certain, fully certain of themselves, except they are hooked onto God, except they depend upon the Lord, except they fear the Lord. No man can be sure of anything in the earth because things are rapidly changing. I listened to an innovator talking about his company, and he said that we rarely do 5 years plan. This company is a global company whose products, if you don't use their phone, likely you are using their laptop or some device, maybe their earpod or something, very likely. Global influence. And he said in an interview that we rarely have our company do a five-year plan, maybe two or three, because things are rapidly changing. Technology is rapidly going through innovative updates and upgrades. Even when it comes to cars, we are doing yearly releases. Technological devices, yearly releases. So it's like just within a space of 2-3 years, if you say you want to keep up, you realize that changes are really rapid. But there's one entity that can never change. One person that can never change. The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The God in whom we serve. The God that created us. He never changes. Throughout scripture, you see him do the same over and over again. It may seem unto us that our world is shaking and things are rapidly changing. But our God, he never changes. And that is why I invite you today to give your life to Christ Jesus. Even before I continue with the prayers, I want to invite you right now to give your life to Christ Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has won the victory over death and the grave. And like he brought Lazarus back to life, today, if you can give your life to Christ Jesus, any good thing dying in your life, he will resurrect it in the mighty name of Jesus. You can have life. You can have hope one more time. It's impossible to be in Christ Jesus and say that I have no hope of tomorrow. Jesus is our hope, that even after physical death, we have access to eternal life, being with our Father in heaven. And so just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you, a sinner unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me and be my Lord and be my Savior. From this day forward and forevermore, I choose to be your servant, O Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasant unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we go to our first prayer point, we must note that uprightness in the home positions our entire lineage to enjoy covenant blessings. One thing that forever you can do in the life of your child is to get them to follow the Lord, to get them to love the Lord. It's a lasting legacy that will transform their life forever and ever. It is the responsibility of us as parents to ensure this, that our children have a relationship with the Lord whom we serve. And when this is done, it positions the entire home and the entire lineage to enjoy covenant blessings. Lately, this word keeps ringing in my ear, that your fruit remain, and that your fruit remain. That those whom we mentor in the Lord, those whom we bring into the Lord, and even our children back at home, those whom have parents, all these people, that they would last in the Lord. It won't be said that today, oh, they just gave their lives to Christ and then the following day they were elsewhere. That all those whom we go and speak the gospel to, that these people will remain in the Lord, that their families, their entire lineage would be transformed by the power of God. We are praying our first prayer from Psalm 112, verse 2. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. We are praying, Father in heaven, by your favor, let our family be counted among the blessed and upright in this generation. Let our families be counted among the blessed and upright in this generation, in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer based on Psalm 112, verse 2. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father in heaven, by your favor, let our families be counted among the blessed and upright in Jesus. Jesus, like Noah's family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, like Abraham's family, in the name of Jesus, counted among the blessed and upright in this generation, in the name of Jesus and beyond, in this generation and beyond, blessed and upright, 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 blessed and upright. And let our families be blessed and upright in the name of Jesus, to be counted among the blessed and upright in the mighty name of Jesus. Rabababu kebedebe yandedebe shebedebe abarabaya barabaya mayandedebe mayandedebe akabaha. That our families would not be counted as occultic families, not counted as wicked families, not counted as lacking poor improvised families, but counted as blessed and upright in you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying our second prayer from Psalm 5, verse 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, with thou compassing him as with a shield. We are praying, Father in heaven, let your favor surround our households and distinguish us in all we lay our hands upon, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray as you see the scripture on the screen and also the prayer point in your screen, in the name of Jesus. Distinguish us, O Lord. Distinguish our families in all we lay our hands upon, in Jesus' name. Distinguish us. Distinguish our families. Distinguish our families. Shando do do bo seke be de be a kaya tabara bayando do 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 bo rebe kiziando do do basa kaya she. In the mighty name of Jesus, distinguish our families. Distinguish our families, that our families will not be destroyers. Not anything they touch to destroy. No, no, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that all we lay our hands upon, Lord, will be blessed in Jesus' name. Distinguish us. When we touch academics, we are distinguished. When we touch business, we are distinguished. When we touch business, we are distinguished. In the mighty name of Jesus, excellence and distinction in the name of Jesus. Surround our household and distinguish us in all we lay our hands upon. Let your favor surround us, O Lord. We are praying our last prayer. Father in heaven, let our children and children's children rise as mighty voices for you in their generation, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let our children and children's children, the children of our families, including our siblings, every member of our families, let our children and children's children, even the unborn, rise as mighty voices for you. Mighty voices for you in their generation, regardless of who they are in their time, whether they are businessmen, whichever professionals, whoever they are, use them as voices. Voices for you in their generation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Sow this seed of prayer in your family right now. Rebebe kebebe ababa musa kabaraba. Rebebe kazandere yebebe ababa yakaba. From Proverbs chapter 6, 17, verse 6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Lord, let our children be crowns, be crowns, be crowns, be crowns, be crowns. Let them be your voices in their generation in the name of Jesus. Transformation in our families right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. We give you the glory, Lord. We thank you that all these prayers are answered in Jesus' name. Please let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
Gave your life to Christ earlier in the service, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. You're once again welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved. and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Though music, stand out with God.